conference number to call. Then I got all panicky. I couldn't get the number up fast enough. Oh,
it's perfect, sweetheart. It's perfect. So my VA has been a little bit slow. They're managing too many other people, and they haven't gotten your page up yet, which is not really cool because, you know, I told them last week to set it up. So I just contacted them again, and I checked, and the page isn't there. So I don't know what their deal is.
Okay.
But anyway.
I've forgotten all about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I do write, and she did respond to me about it, but that was – there shouldn't be any – it should just – they just need to put up a page. And okay. I guess I could probably do it, but I don't feel that comfortable with WordPress. I'm not necessarily a techie. You know, you learn how to do something,
yeah.
I can do it. But anyway, so you started with the Power of Joy. And
oh, wow. Go ahead. I just said, oh, wow.
Yeah, so you did the forgiveness.
Yes, I did, and the letting go.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. It was really, you know, I guess the peeling the onion analogy is appropriate time and again, where you think you looked at things, but it was very interesting. In fact, like I mentioned, I was using my laptop, so I was using a Word document, and I'm like, I'm a nervous wreck. I'm putting these things that have been, you know, hidden. The shame thing hidden
Well, it's really important to, you know, and just think of it as, you know, it's just a process where you need to feel things that you haven't really allowed yourself to feel because they weren't comfortable. I mean, and, you know, and it hits everybody. You could be like, you know, 99% pure, and there's still going to be that 1% that can jump up and get you.
Yeah.
You know, something can show up in a different context. You don't recognize it. And, you know, and like, what is this? Because your body is always going to let you know in one way or another that something is off. And, you know, I've been experiencing it too. You know, because, you know, as I grow into bigger and newer places for myself and stretch myself, it definitely, I feel it. You know, it's like, okay, what is this? Oh, I'm afraid I'm moving into a bigger place. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
but that happens, you know. It totally happens. And you just have to honor yourself and just say, okay, I get this. What's going on here? Okay, so you had the experience, you released something. So let's tap in. And you did the tapping, getting into your heart exercise.
What was the, where you put your hands over your heart?
Yeah. Yeah. And how was that for you?
It's very, when I directed my thoughts to the space behind my hand, you know, I've experienced when I want to get out of my head and pick up on what's going on, I could drop down to my heart area. But I oftentimes I'll get a feeling, you know, I'll get a feeling and that tells me something, you know, like, you know, positive response or the answer is no, or,
right,
you know,
right.
It's a feeling, but also sometimes I'll get, a flash of words or.
Right.
It's
your
or
intuition. You're tapping in, which
is
perfect. You're getting answers.
Yeah. So what was very different was when when I do that, even though I'm not in my sort of, I don't know, I'm still in my head, but not so much in my head, where don't know how to explain it. It's a different. The words will come to me, but I'm not thinking. I don't know how to explain it. But there's a difference when I'm totally in my head and I'm doing the thinking, blah 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 blah, or I'm just quieting my mind and let in the words. This was an experience where I actually heard. You know, I actually heard, "I am with you," very, very quietly.
Oh, I love that.
Sort of. You know, I think that I am, you know, I don't know, 8 inches wide or a foot wide or however wide I am. So if I think about the center of my body, it's a place much deeper than that. So I was like, I don't think I'm that in. I don't know how to explain that. Piece, but that's what happened. And I'm like,
oh. You are much bigger than that.
Yeah, that's right, I am. I forgot.
And especially when you're in your heart. Now, you do Kundalini yoga, right?
No.
Oh, but you have the Sunshine Song at as your signature.
Oh, is that a Kundalini?
Yeah. That's how you
that.
Sign out for the yeah. Sign off the Kundalini yoga sessions.
I didn't
so
know that.
I thought, huh, isn't that interesting?
Always been drawn to that. It was something that came to me, oh, maybe 35 years ago, and it has stayed with me as having a special place.
Well, a Yogi Bhajan used that as a means to finish your Kundalini yoga session. Because, you know, according to Yogi Bhajan, who brought Kundalini yoga to the West from India, this is a type of yoga that was only a royal yoga, Raja yoga, that was only taught from master to disciple. Not like Hatha yoga, which was brought to the West. This is very different. And so when he did, you know, he explained that, you know, you have to tune in to your special guides. And in order to do that, then, you know, it's like you get into a certain radio frequency, and that's
mm-hmm.
how you can access it. And then at the end, you know, you just sign off when he uses the may the long time sun shine upon you. So all love surround you. Yes, and the pure light within you guide your way on. So it's really beautiful. So when you sign, that's the only time I'd heard it was in conjunction with Kundalini, so I thought, huh, that's interesting. But
maybe I should take up Kundalini yoga because I certainly want to know how to get in touch with my guide and to work with them.
Yes, well, you know, Kundalini yoga is very powerful, and what I can, you know, we can work with that because you're already, well, from what you're telling me, you already are.
I just don't know it, I guess.
You already are, yeah. You already are. You're hearing, I'm with you. You're getting your flashes of intuitive knowing, and you're recognizing it. So it's just a matter of being still. There's nothing wrong with taking Kundalini yoga either. It's a very powerful yoga. I call it the Bullet Express of yoga.
Okay. Maybe I better start with a dental yoga.
It's intense. Yeah, Kundalini is intense. You know, you definitely know that you've done it. But Hatha is more about the form. Kundalini is more about raising your Kundalini, so bringing your energy up, and you know, mm-hmm. using it. It's all like recipes. Every one that you do is going to be a little different. They call them kriyas. So they're series of different postures, or they're not even necessarily postures. You could be jumping up and down, you know, or kicking, or, you know, whatever it is. But it's all designed to create a certain effect.
I went to a class once, and now that I recall, in San Francisco, this nurse who worked in, I think, the ER, the hospital my sister worked in, taught this class, and he invited her, and we went, and I think we did some chanting, and then we did all kinds of breathing and maybe a lot of movement, but very different from the hatha yoga type experience.
Very different.
Yeah, it was. Oof.
I know, and you feel it afterwards. You feel you're more elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because you have, you know, it's everything is designed to integrate and pull that kundalini up into the higher centers and your pituitary and pineal glands and up into the crown chakra. So that's why you know, you definitely feel the difference. But there are other things too that can that can bring you up. It's just one path. And but very, very cool. So you did the forgiveness process, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hand over your heart. Bless you. So I'm just tapping in to see what's going on here. So there's some anxiety. Yeah, that's definitely yours. I'm seeing, okay, your body's giving me information. Okay, there's some money issues going on. And there's some fear around it. Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm feeling in my throat. This would be anxiety also. Okay. Then I'm feeling like in my solar plexus that you're not really trusting yourself.
Correct.
I'm getting chills. Okay. Those would be. Woo! You have a lot of guides around you, my dear. A lot of angels around you. But when I say that, I'm feeling a sadness and a heaviness. Almost like there's a disconnect. So you are holding on to, there is some sadness and heaviness. And I feel like it has to do somehow with your spiritual powers. Like somehow you did something, it's not this life, that let people down. So that's where we're going to start.
Okay.
So we're going to go, since you wanted to play with me, we're going to take you, you're going to get the fast track.
Okay, good.
Okay. So we're going to go to where this event occurred. It almost feels like it happened in another dimension. I'm getting carburation. Excuse me. When things release, you'll hear me yawn. You don't see me twitch. But we're recording the call also. I'm just letting you know, so you'll be able to access it. Okay. But we're going to go to where whatever happened in terms of your disconnect. And we're going to release it, and then I will tell you how we did it, okay? Okay, now, okay, and I'm going to teach you this process, but I don't know if it's going to happen today. Okay, because what now is coming in, there's a big heaviness in your solar plexus. And when I put my hand there, I totally want to cry. You feeling that?
I feel that sadness around my heart. Actually,
for some reason,
body.
I'm feeling it lower. Normally, sadness or grief would be in the chest, but there's something that's creating it that comes lower, and this would tend to be from a relationship. It has to do with a relationship, and okay.
Yeah, I feel it there now.
Yeah, and it has to do, well, it expands into other areas. But I almost feel like you lost your power here. Is that resonating?
Yeah.
Mhm. So you lost your power in this relationship. This was a very big relationship for you. Really important. The love relationship. So, do you want to tell me about it?
I don't know which one it would be. There was, interestingly, two come to mind, and neither one of them was the guy I was married to, so.
It doesn't matter.
One was my first love.
This is the one. This is the one right here. So what's his name?
Otis.
Otis. Okay. So you lost your power in this relationship. And this created a pattern, which is why you repeated it in the next one. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the one after that, and the one after that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we do that. We form. And the pattern, you're going to be surprised to find out, it's not even your pattern. It's something that you've taken from your mom. Because it's an ancestral pattern. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to release that now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let me see where you're holding it in your body. I am yawning up a storm here. This is good. Okay. It's releasing. So we're going to pull this out of your heart chakra, because that's where it is. A lot of wounds in that heart chakra. Okay, just pulling this out. Ooh, a lot of strings behind it. There we go. So here we have it. Okay, I'm yawning up a storm, but that's because there's energy releases happening all over the place. You may find yourself yawning, too.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. So we've pulled this out of your heart. That already is feeling better, but I have to see what we're going to do with it. So first thing is we're going to surround it with unconditional love. And that protects us. And now, what are we going to do with this? Okay, well, we need to pull you out of this pattern. So So I'm going to pull you out of the pattern. There we go. Okay. And where do you want to go back in? Back into your solar plexus. Okay, so the rest of the pattern we can just send off to the light. The angels take care of that. Thank you, angels. Okay. That's good. Okay, I'm just going to integrate that. Okay, now there's a very deep sadness. And what's coming up for me is that you betrayed yourself. And I'm feeling that. It's absolutely encompassing my whole torso that I'm feeling it. So, again, is this yours? Yes. So let's just, I want you just to feel it, just to allow yourself to feel the feelings that you're experiencing.
Takes up all my space.
It's taking up all your space, all the sadness, and you've been holding this a long time.
Yeah, it's very familiar, and since I've been in Rhode Island, since I've been back here and spending time alone or dealing with my mom, it is oppressive.
It is.
Like the sadness that I've had the longest time, and really when I was doing the forgiveness thing, the exercise, I had so many regrets about how I really just lost myself. And here I am towards the end part of my life, and I just... Really
no, you're not towards the end part of your life, sweetie. You have a long ways to go.
But that's what I, you know, that's what I was feeling. And...
Well, it's time to let it go, because otherwise you're going to bring it into the next one.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that.
No. It's already shifting. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Just by allowing yourself to feel it, really, this is really key. Because if you don't feel these emotions, if you don't let yourself feel it, just really hold, I'm holding the space right now for you to just feel the feeling. That allows it to shift and flow and do what it needs to do, because emotions are like clouds. They need to flow in and out. But when they're stuck, they block the energy. And they don't move on their own. They move by your feeling them. And that's how you get your power back.
What's the difference between having that feeling there and just feeling the feeling and being stuck in that feeling?
Well, when you're stuck in the feeling, you're resisting it. You're kind of pushing it away. You don't want it to be there.
Even though you feel it.
You're feeling it, but you don't want to feel it, so you're resisting it.
Okay.
But when you just say, okay, here it is, I'm going in, and you go inside the feeling, and you just go in there in a state of love and neutrality. And you just let yourself feel it. You don't judge it. Because this is what is. And that's what we're doing right now, because you've got a lot of this. and feel how much grander and bigger you're feeling.
Yeah.
Now there's stuff going on in your solar plexus underneath that. Again, relationships. This one is other relationships. It's not your relationships with you. Although, on the grander sense, every experience, every interaction you have with someone else is real. You're really interacting with yourself. On the bigger sense.
Mm-hmm.
But can you feel how you're shifting? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just feel a real burning sensation in my chest.
Yeah, it's okay. You're absolutely fine. You know, your body is like so overjoyed that you're finally, you know, listening to what it's been trying to tell you. The thing is that we don't come with a handbook and you don't know what your body's telling you. You know, you just know that you're feeling this discomfort. You're feeling this stuff. Go into your upper chest and just feel that tightness in there. It's actually back in your solar plexus again. And just go in and feel that. Just feel it. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, well, you're doing great. You're in flux right now. So just keep your sense of yourself, your awareness around your middle, because that seems to be around your diaphragm, actually, just below it.
Yeah, it's where I feel anxiety.
That's okay. Just feel that. That anxiety is not what you've been thinking it is. There's actually a lot of anger in here. Did you know that?
No.
You're very angry at the men from these previous relationships. A lot of anger.
Mm.
That's okay. You know, we shove a lot of stuff down. You know I did. I had no idea, you know, that I felt emotions. I didn't know what they were. And very often people, you know, think that they're feeling emotions because they're thinking that they're feeling the emotion. But they're not really letting themselves feel it. So just feel these feelings. It doesn't matter really what we label them. The important thing is that you're feeling them. Again, I'm seeing this very controlling man.
Well, my former husband was extremely controlling.
Yeah, this feels right. Just feel that. Feel that anger. Because he really pissed you off.
Yeah, he did.
How long were you guys together?
Almost 7 years.
7 years?
Mm-hmm. And I think it wasn't until the end that I realized how really I lost myself for sure in in that relationship.
Yeah. Well, just talking about, do you feel that in your solar plexus? Because it just, it almost makes me feel nauseous.
Yeah.
Feel it. Just drop in and feel it. Just keep feeling it, sweetie pie. Okay, now this is still kind of staying stuck. I'm feeling this stuck. So which brings me to the question, is it yours? That's something that we ask a lot. Is this yours? And the answer is no. Isn't that interesting? So this anger that you've been carrying isn't even yours. So let's just, what we're going to do here, it's one of the later lessons, but we're just going to surround this anger with some golden mesh, and we're going to pull it out. Doesn't want to go. That's interesting. Pull it out. Give it to the angels. Let them take it to the light. Give that a minute. It's going to feel really good. There you go. Feel that. Okay. You just expanded big time.
I could feel that.
But that wasn't yours. Because if it was, it would have been gone. You know, because you've been putting your awareness inside of it. So that made me look again to see, what is that? Now, some people would say, bless you, that you wouldn't be feeling that, you wouldn't be holding that energy if you didn't resonate with it at some level. And that's true. So somewhere you're vibrating at that frequency. Still releasing. You're doing great. This whole process, I feel, is like a forgiveness. And for me, forgiveness is like you have the pen in your hand and you drop it. Cool. Okay. So are we done here? No, we are not. We'll let this sit for a minute. This work is very profound, and you're going to make some big shifts very, very quickly.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, there's stuff coming up about your mom right now. I said that I'm feeling a lot of sadness, a lot of grief.
Yeah.
So I want you to feel that, because that is in your upper chest. It does go a little bit below your diaphragm still, but it's there.
Well, she might not be around long, and I know.
I know. You need to allow yourself to feel your feelings. Everything that you feel is perfect. And there are a lot of ways we can deal with emotions, but this is really far and away the best way if you can do it. Not always easy. There's a lot of feelings coming up about your mom. Just hang in there and feel them with me. I'm holding the space for you. And part of you just wants to crawl into a little ball and not do anything. And that's okay too. Just feel your feelings. I was watching an Esther Hicks video last night. You know who Esther Hicks is?
Uh-huh.
And this guy, you know, was a longtime follower of hers. And he just said, when my mother croaked, and I was like, ah! and Abraham said through Esther, you know, it's like, well, we're disrespectful because there isn't any death. And it's true, there isn't any death, but, you know, it's still, you miss the physical form. But after my mom passed several years ago, I was going somewhere doing some business for her estate, you know, some charity that she'd left money to. And I was talking to her, I was feeling very emotional, and, you know, and I said, you know, Mom, I know you're here. I know you're around me, but I'm really missing your physical presence. Do you know, this van pulled in front of me, and everybody called my mom Sis. The van pulled in front of me, and the license plate is SIS. I don't remember the numbers. Well, that did it. I mean, I just totally lost it. It was immediate, you know. It was like, whoop, here I am. So... you know, I mean, that totally, and several people that I've talked with and worked with, you know, have had similar stories, you know.
I had with my dad. Just my mom and I didn't have an easy relationship, and just coming to terms with sadness, the opportunities to love that I chose otherwise.
Yeah. But you have the opportunity now. That's just, I did not have a good relationship with my mom. You know, 3 years before she passed, because of the work I was doing, I was able to see things very differently. But until then, I did not think that she loved me. I didn't think that, you know, all this stuff. And what's really interesting is about a month ago, my cousin, who is like the family historian and he's done all this research on our family. He came into town, and I have all these old family photographs, and he wanted, you know, to come through and look at them and copy them and whatever, you know. So I had all these photographs taken out. I hadn't gone through it for years. And the thing that struck me, which I had never seen before, was all the love that was in those photographs. I never saw it. And what was really interesting is I left them out that night. The next morning I walked by and I smelled my mom. Because she always wore this, you know, fake Giorgio perfume. And I smelled it. And it was like, oh, hi, Mom. You know, I get it now. I didn't see it before. So that's a lot of what you're holding in there is this stuff with your mom. So you need to let yourself feel that right now. Because there's a lot of misunderstanding between the two of you that never really got cleared. So here's your time. What a great opportunity.
Yes. We've grown very close through her illness.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, very loving. You know, there was some... Until then, I never recalled my mom being affectionate. And
Neither was mine.
And to hug her made me very uncomfortable.
Right.
Not all that comfortable, I guess, with hugs and through her illness and just caring for her, you know, like dropping the pen. It was just all those, well, she didn't bake me cookies or whatever, you know, just melted away. And I could hug her and get hugs from her and lie down next to her and comfort her. And that was not something I could have done before then.
And what a gift.
It was a gift, and I knew it was a gift. And it was a very joyful time.
There's a lot of tears there because this is the closeness that you never had. But I want you to also look at your mom from a different perspective. Because if she could have loved you and shown you how she felt, she would have, but she didn't know how.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Feel that feeling right now. Feel that feeling. Feel the tears in your throat. Just feel the regret. The beautiful thing is that by releasing this, you're expanding. And you're growing into your bigger self. Feel those tears in your throat because there's like an energy clog there. And I see the little girl there. Yeah, feel that. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Because you've been holding and just holding on to so much that you haven't allowed yourself to feel. So just letting yourself feel this is a huge gift for you. The other thing, Karen, is that you're carrying some of your mom's stuff. Did you know that?
I have a sense of that.
You're carrying a lot of her stuff. So what we're going to do, again, is we're going to take that golden mesh, and we're just going to pull it through you. There you go. Oh, that's feeling better. Okay, what I want you to do is bring your awareness down to your tailbone. Feel how you just grounded?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels better, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do an integration with you.
But I didn't hear that.
We're integrating.
Okay.
Integrating. I want you to notice also that the money issue is not really about what you think it is.
Okay.
Because basically, there is what we consider the reality, but that's not really the reality. The reality is how you can raise your vibration, stepping into a higher frequency, feeling really good about you. And from that perspective, you are aligning your vibration with what it is you desire. That's your reality.
Right. So... then I
Esther Hicks calls that the vortex, but, you know, there are other ways of doing that, you know, and a lot of the other reality creation techniques, you know, that I've studied as well. But it's very powerful. You want to be in that. It is a vortex, you know, a possibility, really. And you are a co-creator. There you go. Feel that. How do you feel?
Lighter. I feel lighter.
Yeah.
And I understand needing to raise my vibration to draw in what it is that I want so that I'm at the same vibrational place to draw it in.
Right.
How to, you know, it's how to do that and to keep it there. So if I've had moments of that.
Right.
But then I get all freaked out and fearful and forget. And
well, here's the thing right now, is that you have a gift right now to be with your mom. What a wonderful gift. It's
yeah.
A healing on so many levels. It's an opportunity for everything that you're giving to her, you're giving to yourself. So, you know, if you look at it from that perspective, your vibration is higher already. The thing that's coming up for me, I think it's like Module 4 in The Power of Joy. I have a segment called Create Your Day.
I saw that.
Oh, do that. It's really powerful. And I just heard from my VA, your page will be up today.
Oh, yay.
Yay. So I'll be able to send it to you because, yeah, this, I mean, it's taken her like way too long. It's not cool. But we'll get that together for you. Very cool. So, in terms of homework, let's take a look at what we can do. So, yeah. Okay, well, I'll get that up tonight for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I have a meditation for a calm heart, and which is a Kundalini meditation, which I'll have up there as well. And, yeah. So you did the forgiveness all the way through letting it all go.
Right. And I felt like there was stuff I wasn't letting go.
There is stuff. But, you know, I want you to know that it comes off in layers. For example, about 4 or 5 years ago, I went with my friend who is, she works with energy and consciousness. We went up to her beach house. Drove up there. It was like a three-hour drive. And we worked for 5 days and releasing and releasing and releasing. We cleared so much stuff about her husband, my former husband. And we, you know, just really powerful exercises, which I will share with you. We'll, you know, we'll do some forgiveness exercises next time. But I really wanted to you know, kind of jumpstart you here by getting into, you know, releasing this other stuff so you could really, mm-hmm. you know, access the essence of you. So after that period, my situation with my former husband was that when my kids, he was living in Florida at the time. So when the kids came to visit, I was always the one who had to pay for their flights. He would not pay for the airfare. You know, he was very resentful. After the work that we did without anything. He, my daughter was planning to come and visit. He said, you need to tell me how much your ticket is because I want to pay your half to your mom. You know, and the pigs were flying past my window. And when she didn't tell him right away, he reminded her. And my friend, her husband, bought a car for her son with the tax money for her beach house. His beach house. It wasn't her beach house. This is Mr. Cheapskate,
mm-hmm.
her son. These were two pigs were flying past the window. Now, years later, I have a beautiful grandbaby a year ago. She was going to be born, and I was on my way to go there for the birthing, and he's now living in New Mexico near my kids. I had a lot of stuff that since then needed to be released. So, you know, I had to do a lot of work to clear it before I went there. Now, had I cleared it 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Absolutely. But there's the other layers. I cleared what was accessible at that time, but other layers showed up. So, don't judge yourself. Go easy with yourself. You're doing absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
You have any questions?
No. So I was going to go ahead and now do module 2.
Okay.
I thought after that, that was some work, that first one.
It is. Actually, you know, you're not quite ready for module 2 yet.
Okay.
I mean, that's limiting beliefs. And no, let's see. We go, usually like when I'm teaching in a group, we would go 2 weeks on forgiveness. We haven't really even done some significant forgiveness exercises.
Okay.
So I definitely want to do, I definitely want to spend time with forgiveness. So what I would even recommend is doing those exercises again.
Okay.
And we will do some very deep forgiveness exercises next week.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, in fact, I have to send you one also, which kind of downloaded, but I have it. I just have to edit it, and I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
I'll post it up on the page in the next couple of days.
That's good. Now, how do I access that page?
It's going to be up tonight. I will send you a link.
Oh, okay, great. That sounds good. I will say that I have been feeling such sadness and confusion, scary feeling and anxiety. And then after I did that forgiveness, even though it's a lot of work, and I felt like maybe I didn't let go of everything, mostly about myself, around my mom, the last 2 days, I have just felt so lighter and brighter and getting back in touch with, like, oh, yeah, that's who I know myself to be. Yeah, I'm getting back. It's been really nice.
Good. Good. And you're going to feel lighter after today. We're going to get this, we'll get this together for you, sweetie.
Good. Thank you, my Beth. I so appreciate you.
Oh, honey, I appreciate you, too. So now in your chest, there's more stuff that just showed up. You feel it?
Yes.
I just go in there. Also, notice the correlation between your thoughts and what you're saying that, you know, correlates to these feelings. There you go, that's shifting now. There you go. There you go, also bad on your solar plexus. Yeah, next week we're going to work on, well, we will be working on chakras. I don't know. The way I work is very intuitive, even for my classes. It's like I'll have something planned and then but I tap into the people, and something totally different is supposed to happen because that's not what they need. That's the way I work.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, it's totally intuitive. So, okay, sweetie, I will get this together. And you can, you know, feel free. You have unlimited email. We have mini sessions if you need them. So I just want you to know that you are...
Thank
covered.
You.
You are totally
so
covered.
Much. Okay.
I'm here for you. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Back at you.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.